Van Norman's, this is Aubrey.
Yes, guys, speak to Angie, please.
Okay, who are you with?
This is Bob from RDI.
Okay, one second, let me go see.
Thanks. Hey, Bob. Hey, Angie. How are you?
Good. My guy never did come, so
no.
I don't know.
That sucks.
Kills me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take a video of the diamond.
Yeah.
And text it to him and say, are you coming?
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know? The guy that you were trying to salvage from making that stupid purchase.
Yes.
That crappy-looking thing.
Yes. And I surely hope he didn't go buy that off of Etsy or whatever that was, because,
well,
Lord.
Well, they say that old adage, a fool and his money are soon parted.
I don't know. He's not a fool, though. He owns a big company and stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think he would, but,
well,
you know, people
maybe
get
he
stupid.
Didn't. Maybe he did. Maybe he just hasn't had time to come in or something. But it's kind of, you know, I think there's still some people out there that think there's other people out there that are so stupid that they'll sell something at a crazy price, that they don't realize that, you know, you could be my best friend and I'm not gonna take money out of my pocket to help you out by selling you something way below market value. You know, when I've got something that's
right.
worth this, I'm gonna try to sell it for that. And I'm only going to sell it to you at that price, but I'm not going to sell it to you for half price or a quarter of the price, no matter how much I like you. It's just,
I know.
It's just stupid
yeah,
to
well,
think that people are like that.
I just, my daddy always, you know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It always isn't. It's always a bad deal. There's always a reason somebody sells something for a price. You know, even if you're desperate, if there's certain things. Like, I remember I was in downtown Chicago once. We were outside we were in line to get into Pizzeria Uno, the original Pizzeria Uno. This was probably close to 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some kid comes up to me on the street while I'm in line. This is the line that goes around the block practically to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up to me and he pulls out this gold chain. He says, are you interested in buying a great deal on a gold chain? And he said, and he looks at it, I pick it up in my hand, and I'm looking at it. Now, at that time, I had been in the gold chain business for 3 years. So he's picked the wrong sucker. So he puts it in my hand, and he says, see how heavy it is and everything? And he says, I can sell you this chain for I think he said some price like, you know, $200, $300, or whatever the hell it was. And I said, how do I know it's gold? You know, I'm just playing like I'm just a sucker on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, you can do the flame test. And I said, what's that? He pulls out a cigarette lighter, and he puts it on there. And he says, if this wasn't gold, it would discolor. And I said, okay. And I said, what about, is there a tag on it that says it's gold? And it's got this thing, it just has some stamp on it that says 14 carat on it. And I says, oh. And I says, yeah. Well, and I says, I'll tell you what, why don't you scratch it, take that one corner over there and scratch it on the sidewalk. Let me see what's underneath that gold coating. He says, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ruin it. And I says, there's a couple things that are wrong here. I says, first of all, you're only asking me for $200 for this thing. I'm picking it up in my hand. I says, if this was solid gold, it would be worth three times that.
Yeah.
And you could get that in scrap. I mean, you could take it and beat it with a hammer, and you'd still be able to get that for it. So he says, that's number one. It's too cheap. Number two is there's no manufacturer's logo on it. And he says, I'm in the business. And I says, if you scratch a gold chain, even if you scratch it on the end where it could repolish it again, you'll see what's underneath it if it's solid gold all the way through. And he just pulls it out of my hand and walks away, storms away from me. Because when a deal's too good to be true, it's
it
always
is.
Not true. Yeah, who's going to sell something that's worth, you know, who's going to sell you a $10 bill for $5? It's just dumb to think of it. But
yeah, I know.
You never know. People are stupid. People think that there's other people out there that are more stupid than them, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. It's just like these criminals, too. They do all kind of stuff because they get thinking they're going to get away with it, and they don't. They're going to get caught. So I guess some do, but
my friend's store got broken into the day, Thanksgiving night.
Oh.
And they went in. They were in the store for 15 seconds. This guy was in there for 15 seconds. He took a hammer and smashed the front door to get in the front door. He goes in. He can't get into the safe. He tries to smash one of the showcases with something. He can't get into the showcase because it's got that unbreakable glass on it. All he did in 15 minutes did damage to his store. It cost my buddy about, $600 out of pocket. He'll probably get his insurance. Will probably cover most of that, too. But still, the inconvenience, he had to go down at 4 o'clock in the morning. He had to get somebody with some plywood to plywood the door until they could replace the glass and everything. For nothing.
Yeah.
Just these criminals, they don't think it through. You're not going to get anything. All stores, anybody knows, a store puts away the good stuff at night in a safe. You can't get open with a hammer.
Right.
But
I know.
Idiots.
Yeah, it's idiots. Some dumb criminals. And the way that things are going now, I mean, everybody's got cameras. Everybody's got internet. You know, you got contacts on everything. You lock everything. Yeah.
The bigger problem is you will get caught. But the problem, the reason they do it anyways, is because there's no teeth to anything. They don't put people in jail for property crimes.
Right.
You give them appearance tickets. And the bigger, like in New York State, you get an appearance ticket. And nobody shows up for the appearance ticket. It's the same people committing crime after crime after crime because there's no teeth in the law. They don't do anything to people. So, why not? If you come out a little ahead every once in a while, what's the difference? Nobody's going to put you in jail.
Yeah, and they know that.
Yeah.
It's getting out of control. That's why these jewelry store owners are carrying guns and they're fighting back.
Yeah.
You know, because they're tired of it.
You thought your life was in danger. The guy threatened to, to hurt me if I didn't do this. Well, I'll shoot him right there.
Yeah, you see that more and more now, Bob.
Yep.
People are, you know.
I don't blame them. You don't know
how
crazy these people are.
Right, right. I tell them here, if somebody comes in and they're arm robbing, just give it to them.
Hand it off. You got insurance.
Hand it off, let them go, all of that. But if it gets crazy, they start saying go to the back and get in the vault and, kneel down,
at
some point you're going to have to fight back.
Yeah.
But thank God we haven't had anything like that. I hate that for you, buddy. But anyway.
Knock on some wood, babe.
Yes, I will.
Anything else I can do for you?
Right now, no, but I'm going to call my guy and see where he's at so he can come see these before I got to send them back.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
See you, Angie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.